Jughead, this is Archie. Come over right away. It's a matter of life or death.
Relax, Archie. Relax.
Yes, here he is again, the young civilian readers of Archie Comics Magazine, know and love so well, Archie Andrews and all his gang. And now for our weekly visit to Riverdale. It's Saturday afternoon as we look in on the Andrews home, and we find Mrs. Andrews working around the living room, dusting the furniture.
I was dancing with my loved one to the tenth. When an old friend. What was that? Fred, is that you?
Oh, Mary, I wouldn't be surprised if it wasn't.
What?
It doesn't feel like me, so maybe it isn't me.
Fred. What's the matter?
I've got a headache.
A headache?
Yes, and please don't scream at me.
Fred, who's screaming?
You are. And quit clanking that feather duster around.
Fred, don't be silly. A feather duster doesn't make any noise.
Mary, maybe it doesn't to you, but it does to me.
Oh, dear, you do have a headache.
Well, I'm glad you discovered it.
Fred, when to start?
What difference does it make when it started? All I want to know is when will it stop?
Well, have you done anything for it?
No. What did it ever do for me?
Fred, this is no time for jokes. A headache isn't funny.
Mary, I didn't say it was funny. Do you see me convulsed with laughter? Do I look highly amused to you? Do you think
Fred, never mind the sarcasm. We have to do something for that headache.
Mary, the only thing I want to do is sit very still and very quiet before my head falls off.
Fred, that's a good idea. Now, you sit right down and rest, and I'll go get you some aspirin. We'll have you fixed up in no time.
Oh, Mary, I don't want any aspirin. I just want some quiet.
Fred, you're making all the noise.
Oh, me. I guess she's right. I'm making all the noise. Ooh, my head. Oh, it sure feels good to sit still for a minute. Oh, no.
Who the dick? I love you. I push
you on a pack. It's Archie. Archie!
Gee whiz. Hiya, Dad. I didn't see you sitting over there.
I didn't see you either, but I heard you. Will you please stop making so much noise?
Why, is somebody sleeping?
Yes, me.
Huh?
I have a headache, and I can't stand any noise today.
Oh, I'm sorry, Dad. I didn't know.
It's all right. But now that you do know, please don't slam any more doors or sing any more songs.
Okay, Dad. I won't make a sound.
Here's an aspirin and a glass of water. Oh, Archie.
Hiya, Mom.
Fred, take the aspirin.
I am.
Archie, I have a message for you.
For me?
Yes. Veronica called a few minutes ago and said to tell you the date is all right.
The date is all right.
Yeah! Oh, no. Oh. This is the end.
Gee, Dad, I'm sorry. I forgot all about
it. I told you I wanted quiet today.
Dad,
I thought I made it plain I have a headache.
Well, gee,
but
Dad,
does that mean anything to you? Oh, no. 2 seconds later, you start screaming your head off. And my head off, too.
Golly, Dad, I'm awfully sorry. No fooling. I really am.
Nearly as sorry as you're going to be. Up to your room. You heard me? For being so thoughtless and so inconsiderate of how I feel, I want you to go to your room and stay there.
Oh, gee whiz, Dad, I can't. I gotta call Veronica back.
Archie, I'm warning you. I am in no mood for arguments. I said go up to your room, and I meant it.
Now, Fred, just because you don't feel well, there's no need to take it out on Archie.
Mary, I am taking nothing out on anyone. Going to his room won't kill him, and it'll teach him to do what he's told the first time. Now go, Archie.
She was okay, Dad. I'm going.
Fred, really? Aren't you being a little hard on the boy?
Mary, I am not being hard on him. It's high time that boy learned to...
Dad!
Oh, great. Yes?
How long do I have to stay up here?
An hour.
An hour? Dad,
Archie, I said an hour.
She was okay.
You see, Mary, just as I was saying, it's high time that boy learned to go.
Dad?
Oh, no. Archie, what now?
How about half an hour?
Archie, I said an hour, and that's what I meant.
Okay, Dad, okay.
Mary, it's high time that boy learned.
Dad? 45 minutes?
Archie!
Okay.
And don't ask me again.
I won't. But even the state penitentiary gives you time off for good behavior.
Great. Harry, you see what I mean?
Fred, he only
I tell
wants...
him to be quiet and he starts screaming his head off.
Fred, the
I tell him to go to his room for an hour and he starts bargaining with me.
Dad, how about half an hour? How about 45 minutes?
Fred, I think...
Mary, that boy has to learn to do as he's told him, but kills him.
Fred, all right. So Archie needs discipline. I agree with you. But all I'm saying is sending him to his room for an hour just because he made a little noise is being too severe with him.
Mary, I am not being too severe. It'll do the boy good to spend some time in his room for a change. It'll do me good, too. The only way I'll get any peace and quiet around here, and by George, when I have a headache, I'm entitled to a little peace and quiet around my own house.
All right, dear, all right. I have much too much work in the kitchen to stand here arguing with you. I won't say another word.
That suits me fine.
What?
Nothing, dear, nothing. That woman, she hears everything I don't want her to hear, and nothing I do want her to hear. I have never... Well, what's the difference? Finally got things quieted down around here, and by George, I'm going to keep it that way, or my name isn't Fred Andrews. Call me Joe.
Fred, was that the doorbell?
Yes, dear, it was.
Oh, all right, dear. Thank you for answering it.
You're quite welcome. I'm answering it? Who's answering it?
Fred, aren't you?
I am not. I have a headache, and I'm going to sit still, remember? But I...
You told Archie to stay in his room and not come out for anything, remember?
But I...
And the doorbell is still ringing, remember?
But I...
So please go see who it is.
Oh, me. All right, Mary, all right. I'll go see who it is. But I know who it is. One of Archie's friends. Who else could it be? All right, I'm coming.
Hello.
Oh, good grief. Jughead.
Who'd you expect? The smiling Irishman?
No, Jughead, I did not expect Peter, Jughead, or anyone. Go away, will you?
Yeah, huh?
You heard me, Jughead. I said, go away. Forgive me if I sound rude, but it just so happens I have a headache, and Archie's being punished and has to stay in his room, and you can't see him now, so just go away and come back later.
But I gotta...
Goodbye. Mary, it was Jughead, and I got rid of him.
Got rid of him?
Yes, got rid of him. I told him I had a headache and was in no mood for visitors, and I sent him away.
Fred, I hope he wasn't insulted.
Mary, I don't care if he was insulted. Let that kid into the house, and you're in trouble right away. I said I want quiet today, and that's what I finally got.
Well, all right,
oh,
dear.
Oh, boy.
Oh,
that's good.
Hey, Archie!
Oh, no. It's Jughead.
Fred!
He's gone around to the side of the house.
Fred!
Oh. Well, I'll soon stop that. Hey, Jughead!
Hello.
What in tarnation do you think you're doing out there? Didn't I just tell you couldn't see Archie?
Yeah, but you didn't say I couldn't talk to him.
Yeah. Oh, great. Jughead, you cannot see, talk, smell, touch, or hear Archie. You understand?
But, Mr. Andrews, I gotta tell him something important.
Jughead, I'll important you if you don't stop shouting.
He was okay.
Good. Oh, that Jughead. I've never seen anyone as difficult to keep quiet as that boy.
Dad! Yeah. Did I hear Jughead calling me a minute ago?
Oh, fine. Archie, how could you miss it?
You mean it was Jughead?
Yes, it was Jughead.
What did he want?
He wanted to talk to you, and I told him he couldn't.
But gee whiz, Dad, it may be important.
Archie, I don't care if it is important. You're being punished, so get back in that room and close the door.
Gee whiz, okay. But even the state penitentiary lets you have visitors.
Archie, if you think you'd like the state penitentiary, you could go there. But not until you spend an hour in your room.
Gee whiz.
Even the state penitentiary lets you have visitors, he says. I don't know who's worse, Jughead or Archie. Together, they're impossible. Oh, sometimes I think kids that age should be... Oh, well, what's the difference? Might as well sit down while I have the chance.
Well, Fred, how's the headache now?
Oh, the headache is fine, dear, but I'm not. Mary, what the dickens is that?
This? A tray of food for Archie.
A tray of food? Hey, what are you talking about? We just had lunch an hour ago.
Fred, it was an hour and a half ago. And I'm just taking him some milk and cake so he'll know that even if he is being punished, we still care about him. A boy like Archie can be very sensitive, you know.
Oh, fine. Mary, when I was a boy and did something wrong, I didn't get sent to my room. I got taken to the woodshed. The only thing anybody gave me to show how they felt about me was the wrong side of a hairbrush. And believe me, I was sensitive, too.
Yes, dear, but times have changed, you know.
Oh, Mary,
we use child psychology today.
Mary, I...
You think I want Archie developing a resentment or a complex over this?
Mary,
you think I want him to grow up maladjusted?
Mary, no, but...
You think I want him to run away from home or something?
Mary! All right. I don't want Archie growing up with resentments or complexes or maladjustments either. And if you think an hour in his room is going to upset his whole delicate personality, unless you bring him some milk and cake, then by all means, take the tray up to him. Take two trays up to him. Take the whole dining room up to him. I don't care, but I don't want to hear any lectures on child psychology. All I want is peace and quiet. Peace and quiet, understand? Peace and quiet.
Fred, I understand perfectly. You're the one who started this argument, you know, not me.
Oh, me, you can't win. You just can't win. I send the boy to his room and you'd think I'd send him to the electric chair.
He'll get resentments. He'll run away from home.
I don't know how these women get these ideas.
Oh!
I just... What was that?
Fred! Fred, he did it!
What? Mary, what's the matter? What's the matter?
I told you he would and he did!
Mary, I...
I knew it, I knew it, and it's all your fault.
Mary, please!
I told you he would.
Mary, you told me he'd what?
Run away from home.
Run away from home? Mary, what are you talking about?
Running away. You see, he's gone, don't you? You can't lock a sensitive boy like Archie in his room and expect him to stay there.
Oh, good grief, Mary. He wouldn't. He couldn't. He didn't.
He has. I looked in every room up here, and he isn't here.
Hi, Mom. Hi, Dad.
Archie, now you keep out of this. Mary, he could... I'm positive that boy hasn't run away. He just didn't like... Archie. Oh, no.
Archie, you came back.
Where the dickens have you been?
He was Dad no place. I got hungry, and I went down the back stairway to the kitchen for some milk and cake.
It's good, too. You want some?
Oh, fine. No, Archie, I do not want some. You see, Mary, I told you, you're making a big fuss over nothing. The boy hasn't run away at all.
Run away? Run away where?
Your mother was convinced you would run away from home.
Gee whiz, what would I do that for?
Ask your mother. She has all the answers to these things.
Fred, I'm awfully sorry. I guess I let my imagination run away with me.
Yeah, I guess you did. Now, for Pete's sake, would you please stop imagining things?
Yes, dear.
And as for you, young man, close that door and stay in that room and don't come out again for anything. Now, you hear me?
Gee whiz, okay, Dad. But even in the state penitentiary, they let you have something to eat.
Not an hour after lunch, they don't.
Gee whiz, okay!
Fred, I'm terribly sorry about this. Really, I am. I just don't
Mary,
know...
look, the less said about this, the better. All I want to do is sit still for a minute. Now, do you think this has taught you to stop worrying about Archie?
Yes, dear.
You think this has taught you to stop getting so excited about nothing?
Yes, dear.
You think now I can have a little peace and quiet?
Yes, dear.
Oh, Mary, what's the matter now?
Out there, I saw it.
Saw what?
A pair of legs hanging outside the window.
Mary, what are you talking about? There's nothing hanging outside that window.
Fred, I tell you, I plainly saw a pair of legs with feet and everything, and they just disappeared up above the window.
Oh, Mary, I don't know what you're talking about, and I'll prove to you that there's nothing outside. Oh, no, Mary, you were right. It's Jughead.
Jughead?
Yes, Jughead. He stood on the trash can, and now he's climbing the drain pipe up to Archie's room.
Oh, for pity's sake, he isn't. Get him down right this instant. Get him down.
Yes, dear, yes. Don't worry. I'll get him down. Just leave it to me. Jughead! He's down.
Oh, dear. Jughead, did you hurt yourself?
I don't know. But I sure didn't improve anything.
Well, thank heavens for that, anyway.
But whoever shouted at me like that, Donya, scared me half to death.
But Serge, you're right. You scared us half to death climbing up that drain pipe. What the dickens are you doing up there, anyway? Didn't I tell you that you couldn't see Archie and you couldn't talk to Archie?
He didn't say I couldn't give him a note.
Give him... Oh, fine. Look, Jughead, you cannot give him a note, telegram, letter, cablegram, postcard, or smoke signals. You cannot communicate with him in any way. Now, you understand?
I understand.
All right, then pick yourself up and come in here.
Maybe I just...
I said come in here!
She was okay.
Oh, that Jughead. Mary, I tell you, I have never in all my life seen anyone like that.
Dad, what was all that racket just then?
Archie, you never mind to get back in that room if you know what's good for you.
She was okay.
Mary, I tell you, something has got to be done
now,
about...
Now, Fred, don't start another scene about Jughead. You really shouldn't have scared him like that. He might have hurt himself.
Well, Mary, I had no idea he'd fall off the pipe, and besides, if I'd let him climb any further up, he'd really would have hurt himself. Did you ever hear of anything so stupid? Climbing the side of a house?
Well, then why didn't you let him go home?
I would have if I was sure he'd go. The next thing I know, he'd be climbing down the chimney or something. The only way I'm going to get any peace at all is to make him wait right here where I can see him until Archie's time is up.
All right, dear, but for pity's sake, don't let him get into any more trouble.
Don't worry, I won't.
Did you want to see me, Mr. Andrews?
Yes, Jughead, I do. Now, Jughead, I take it you want to see Archie.
Uh-huh.
Okay, then you will see Archie.
Gee, I will.
Yes. You'll see him when he comes out of his room in an hour, and no sooner. So please have a seat and wait. Quietly.
But I gotta see
him. Shh! I said have a seat and wait quietly.
But I gotta...
Shut down!
I'll sit down.
All right.
Dad, did you say I could come down?
No, I did not!
Okay.
Now, Jughead, there's something I want to explain to you. I have a headache. Not serious, but annoying. And for some reason, the slightest loud noise is very unpleasant. So I came to the logical conclusion that the only thing for me to do is to sit here nice and quiet until my headache feels better. You understand?
Uh-huh.
All right. Then I don't want to hear a peep out of you or anybody else. And when Archie comes out of his room, then you and he can do whatever you want. Far away from here. But until then, I want quiet. Understand? Quiet.
I am utterly silent.
Good. Just stay that way. And, oh, no. It's not Archie singing. It's the doorbell. If it's not the doorbell, it's Jughead screaming. If it's not Jughead screaming, it's my wife bawling me out. And if it's not my wife bawling me out, then the...
Telephone's ringing.
You keep out of this.
You okay?
Jughead, go answer that. I've got to sit down and before my head falls off.
Okay, Mr. Andrews, I'll get it.
Phone, doorbell,
Hello? Jughead. Oh, hi, Veronica.
Oh, fine, Veronica.
Archie's up in his room. No, he can't. He has to stay here.
Oh, my poor head.
Yeah, he's being punished. I don't know. I'll find out. Mr. Andrews, can Veronica talk to Archie?
No, Jughead, she certainly cannot.
Oh, okay. Hello, Veronica. Mr. Andrews said you can't talk to Archie now. I don't know. I'll find out. Mr. Andrews, can she leave a message for Archie?
Yes, Jughead, yes.
Okay. Oh, Veronica. Yes, you can leave a message. Okay. Mr. Andrews, Veronica says, would you please tell Archie she called?
Yes, Jughead, I'll tell Archie she called.
And ask him to call her as soon as he can.
All right, I'll tell him to call as soon as he can.
Because she wants to know if he got her last message about the date.
Yes, she wants to know if he got her last message about the date.
And if he did, why didn't he call?
If he did, why didn't he call?
Or doesn't he want the date?
That's all! Jughead, is this a message or Lincoln's Gettysburg Address? Hand me that phone.
Here you are, Mr. Andrews.
Hello, Veronica.
Oh, hello, Mr. Andrews.
Veronica, look, I don't mean to sound rude, and I think I am an enormously intelligent human being. But not even the quiz kids could remember a message like that. And I have a headache, and I can't stand this relay system. From you to Jughead to me to Archie. So would you please do me a favor and come over later and tell Archie everything you want to tell him face to face?
Oh, my goodness, I'm sorry if I bothered you, Mr. Andrews. Of course I'll come over later.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. And I hope your headache is better.
It will be, Veronica, just as soon as I get off of this phone.
Oh, all right. Bye now.
Bye now. Bye now, she says. Oh, that Veronica. I never have seen...
Dad, who was that on the phone?
Mary, if you must know, that was Veronica.
Dad, who was that on the phone?
Archie, if you open that door once more before your hour is up, I may keep you there until you're 70 years old.
Oh, she was okay.
And you'll be quiet, too.
I didn't even say anything yet.
Well, don't even look like you're going to. Maybe now I can possibly sit down for just 1 minute until this head stops throbbing. I don't believe it. Jughead, was that the front door just then?
Uh-huh.
Well, Jughead, I wonder if we could try a little experiment, you and I.
Yeah?
Now, you go and answer the door and speak to whoever is there very softly. And let's see if we can't get rid of whoever it is there very quickly and with no raising of voices. Now, do you think we can do that?
Sure.
Good. Then go answer the door, please.
Okay.
And remember, no raised voices, Jughead.
Okay.
Jughead, what are you doing here?
Oh, no. Her voice was ever soft, gentle, and low, an excellent thing in woman.
Shh. Not so loud, baby. Come on in. About.
Mr. Andrews wants me to. It's Betty, Mr. Andrews.
Hello, Betty.
Hello, Mr. Andrews. Well, what's everybody whispering about? Is somebody sick?
No, Betty, no one is sick. We're just having a quiet mood right now. Aren't we, Jughead? Now, just what did you want, Betty?
Well, Mr. Andrews, I'm doing my algebra homework now.
Yes, Betty.
Because I'm going shopping with Mother in a little while, and I have a date tonight, and I'm going to Newton Center tomorrow, and this is the only time I have to get it done.
Yes, Betty.
But I don't know which examples we're supposed to do.
Go on. There's more to this, I'm sure.
Well, Archie's in my algebra class, and I wanted to ask him what the homework is.
That's what I thought. Well, Betty, dear, you can't.
I can't. Why not?
Because Archie is up in his room and can't come out for anything, not even algebra homework.
But I've got to ask him.
Betty,
He's the only one who knows what our homework is.
Betty,
I've got to get it done right away or I won't be able to do it at all.
Betty, don't start.
And if I don't get it done, Miss Pringle will be furious with me.
Now, Betty, please, please. I can't stand crying. Now, cut it out. Don't. Please, stop. Betty! It's all right. All right, you can talk to Archie.
I can?
Yes, Betty. Yes, you can. I'm sure talking to him won't make nearly as much noise as you're howling like that.
Oh, golly, thanks a lot, Mr. Andrews. I'll go up and see him right now.
Betty, no.
What?
No, you can't go up to see him.
Why not?
It's a matter of principle. I haven't let anyone else go up there, and I haven't let him talk to anyone. I'm trying to teach Archie the meaning of discipline. So if you must talk to him, call up the steps and ask him what you want to know.
Oh, okay, Mr. Andrews.
But, Betty, just ask him one question. I want one question only. I want no chit-chat about school or dates or dances or anything else.
Well, sure, Mr. Andrews. I only want to ask one question.
All right, now go ahead and hurry up.
Okay. Archie! Archie!
Betty, is that you?
Uh-huh.
How'd you get by my father? Has he gone out or something?
No.
Why, that old sourpuss wouldn't let anyone talk to me.
Archie, I still happen to be here.
Yeah? He was yours?
Yes, I are.
Well, I was only kidding, Dad. I knew you were there all the time.
Never mind the alibis and answer, Betty.
Answer her? But she hasn't asked me anything.
Well, I want to, Archie. What algebra examples are we supposed to do on page 12?
Page 12? Betty, we're not supposed to do any on page 12. We're supposed to do the first 12 on page 10.
We are? I thought we were supposed to do the first 10 examples on page 12.
Oh, fine.
Oh,
Betty,
no, Betty,
I...
Betty, I'm sure it was the first 12 on page 10.
Betty, please.
But I'm sure the teacher said something about doing 10 examples.
Oh, that. She said if we wanted to, we could also do the first 10 examples on page 11.
Oh,
Betty, would you...
No, Archie. She said the first 11 on page 13.
Oh, Betty! All right. I can see I made a serious error by hoping you could conceivably ask Archie one simple question and get one simple answer and then leave the house quietly. I don't care whether you do the first 12 questions on page 10 or the first 11 questions on page 12 or all the questions in the whole book. You can't talk to Archie anymore.
But I still don't know what we're supposed to do.
Betty, I'm sorry, and I know what I'm supposed to do with this headache. I'm supposed to have absolute quiet, and that's just what I'm going to have starting right now. You understand? Nothing but... Oh, no. Oh, what the dickens is that now?
Sounds like Veronica.
Oh, great. Well, I'll soon put a stop to that. Veronica, cut that out!
My goodness, is Archie still in his room?
Yes, he certainly is. And is that any reason to blow that horn like that?
Archie for just a minute.
Well, you can't. His time isn't up yet, and I haven't let Jughead or Betty or see him, so I don't see why I should let... That's funny.
What's the matter?
Betty, where'd she disappear to?
She was here just a minute ago.
Thanks a lot, Archie.
That's okay, Betty.
Betty, where the dickens were you?
Oh, I just went upstairs for a minute and got the homework assignment from Archie.
But I thought I told you...
No, no one is allowed to see
now,
Archie.
Veronica,
I've been waiting for half an hour.
Jughead,
what's all the
noise out here.
Mary,
I
only
wanted to get the homework.
Betty,
a
just...
likely story.
Veronica,
Fred,
please.
Don't make a scene.
Mary, I...
up the drainpipe trying to see you.
Jughead, will you...
What's all the rumpus about?
Now, just a minute here. Just 1 minute. Well, that's better. Now, all of you, listen to me. This nonsense has gone far enough. Too far, in fact.
Yes, dear.
Half an hour ago, I happened to have developed a bad headache. And I wanted a little peace and quiet. That's all I asked. Just a few minutes till my head stopped hurting. Now, is that asking too much?
No, dear.
You're darn right it isn't. But I can see now I made a very serious mistake. I tried to make Archie stay in his room as punishment. But with the assortment of friends he has, that was the most foolhardy thing I could have done. I can now see that there's only one thing for me to do. Archie.
Yes, Dad.
Do you think you've learned your lesson now?
Yes, Dad.
Do you think you can be less noisy around this house hereafter?
Yes, Dad.
Do you think you can show some consideration for other people's feelings?
Yes, Dad.
All right. In that case, you don't have to stay in your room any longer. You may go out with your friends.
I can go out?
Young man, you march right upstairs to your room this minute.
Oh, see with Fred,
you up there after the speech I just said. Out through your room.
The Andrews will be back in just a moment, but first, here's a nifty way to accomplish two good things with one simple trick. And here's what you accomplish. First, you make your future more secure. Two, you make a real contribution toward building a stronger defense for America. Well, how do you do it? Oh, it's simple. You buy a United States defense bond, then buy another, and another, and another. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. In 10 years, you get back an extra dollar for every three that you put in now. And while you're building your own security, your money helps toward building America's defenses. So get at it, won't you? The best way is through the payroll savings plan where you work, or the bond-a-month plan at your bank. So get it started, and remember, defense is your job. Buy United States Defense Bonds. And now, back to the Andrews. It's a few minutes later, and Mrs. Andrews has just talked Mr. Andrews out of sending Archie back to his room.
Well, all right, Harry. All right, maybe you're right. Maybe the house will be quieter if Archie just goes out with his friends.
Oh, sure it will be, Dad. We'll go right now.
Yeah. All right, now, before you go, there's one question I must ask. I know that Betty came over to ask about some homework, and Veronica came over to ask about a date, but Jughead... What the dickens did you want to see Archie about?
Well, I just wanted to tell him I couldn't play ball with him this afternoon because my father said I have to spend the afternoon in my room for making too much noise.
Oh, no!
You've been listening to another chapter of The Adventures of Archie Andrews, written by Carl Jampel and based on the copyrighted feature appearing in Archie Comics Magazine. Archie is played by Bob Hastings, Jughead by Harlan Stone, Mom and Dad Andrews are played by Alice Yerman and Arthur Cole, Veronica and Betty by Gloria Mann and Rosemary Rice. This program is produced and directed by Kenneth McGregor. Listen next Saturday at the same time for more of The Merry Adventures of Archie Andrews. This is Dick Dudley wishing you a very pleasant weekend. So long, everybody.
Three chimes mean good times on NBC. For music in your Saturday evening lineup, there's your hit parade tonight, bringing you the top tunes in the land with Eileen Wilson, Snooky Lanson, and Raymond Scott's orchestra. For mystery, Herbert Marshall stars as the man called X, an intrepid adventurer in international intrigue. His business is danger. He's the man called X. Have fun with Smile Ned McConnell. He's on NBC.